oldest son and his wife, our wonderful daughter now, were living on an Indian reservation and had ministered there for several years. And now they were expecting their first baby. It was wonderful. This baby girl was going to come. But they lived pretty far from the hospital, so of course you needed to get in gear when it was time. And those were the words our daughter-in-law spoke that fateful night. I think it's time. Well, they had gone to the classes. They knew what to do. Oh, but my son? Well, he simply started walking around in circles in the living room going, okay, 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 okay. Meanwhile, his wife's gently going, it's time. Okay, okay, okay. Well, listen, when you know what time it is, you need to know what action to take. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about important times and urgent action. By the way, they got there in time. I thought you'd want to know. Now, you and I have been chosen by God to live in very important times. And it's important for us to know what time it is and what to do with that. I mean, people are exploring all kinds of spiritual answers. There's big questions about all the uncertainties of the world economy. We're so dependent on technology. And then there's worry about who's the latest to get nuclear weapons and terrorism that can pop up anywhere, anytime. And a world that looks more like the kind of world Jesus said he'd come back to than maybe it's ever looked. These are extraordinary times. It's time to do some extraordinary living. It's time for some urgent action, because maybe God is going, it's time. It's time. We're at a defining moment. We got to realize what time it is and respond accordingly. Like some people did at another defining moment some 3,000 years ago, Israel was emerging as a nation as they have again today. Their first king, Saul, had turned out to be a disaster. He died as a suicide in battle, and people are deciding where their allegiance is going to be. God has his man for king, David. He's about to take his rightful throne, as his descendant Jesus Christ will do one day when he returns to earth to rule from what the Bible calls the throne of David. 1 Chronicles 12 records that there were many fighting men who, quote, came to Hebron fully determined to make David king over all Israel. We also read that the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the 30, and he said, we are yours, O David. We are with you, O son of Jesse. And then in our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Chronicles 12:32, we read about one group of people who show us how to be in a defining moment like they lived in, like we live in. The Bible describes, quote, the men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. Now, if you understand the times you're living in, you will know what you should do. And those who are committed to enthroning the rightful king, and we know Christ is that king, well, they showed us the defining choice in defining times back then, making the king your king and living to enlarge his kingdom. It says they were fully determined to make David king over all. That's where your choices lie, to make sure the king, King Jesus, is your king. This is a moment like never before to say, I am yours, O Jesus. I am with you, O Son of God. He's moving toward wrapping up all history. You better make sure he's the center of your personal history. Secondly, if you really know what time it is, you're going to be living to enlarge the kingdom of King Jesus before he returns. That means getting as many people to belong to him as you can, throwing your influence and your money and your possessions and your future into the greatest cause on the planet, the cause for which your king gave his life, rescuing spiritually dying people. It's time to look through everything we own, everything we've planned, everything we've dreamed, in light of the times God has chosen to live in. When it's the fourth quarter, you don't play like it's the first quarter. Be sure you understand the time and you know what to do. See, it's never mattered more to live for what really matters and what will matter forever. Perhaps you hear Jesus saying, it's time.